نستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكه الا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وابشروا بالجنه التي كنتم توعدون نحن اولياؤكم في الحياه الدنيا وفي الاخره ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا تعملوا أنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا انكم معروضون على اعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذره خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذره شرا يره وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم respected علماء الكرام elders below that in Islam Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal. This is wara'ullah. Beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir. Aqwa min kulli qawi. Az min kulli azim. Azam min kulli azim. Ajal min kulli jaleel. Greater than anything with greatness. More majestic than anything with majesty. More powerful than anything with power. More glorious than anything with glory. More mighty than anything with might. Human intellect is makhluq, the created entity. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوْ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Look at the vehemence with which Quran declares, this is Allah, who is Allah, Rabb. Qadi Baydawi rahimahullah, Mufassir, he explains this term Rabb. Insha al-Shayy, min al-Hal ila al-Hal, hatta yablum darajat al-Kamal. Allah is Rabb. What does Rabb mean? Normally you pick up a translation, sustain and nourish a provider. What is the actual meaning of Rabb? That zat and that being that took something from a state of non-existence, brought it into existence. That is the integral difference between insan and Allah. Today you look at factories, industries, they are manufacturing. That's in Arabic, that's called sana, sana, masna, factory. What is manufacturing? Make effort on something so that it takes another shape or form. For example, this minbar was some plank. Effort was made on it, a minbar was made. That is what you call manufacturing. In other words, to make effort on raw material. The integral difference, Allah is Khaliq. خلق and صنع. Allah Ta'ala creates, but Allah does not use any raw material. Allah creates out of nothingness. There wasn't a grain of sand, Allah brought the desert into existence. There wasn't a pebble, Allah brought the mountains into existence. There wasn't a drop of water, what they tell us? H2O, hydrogen, oxygen, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. That is what they say is water. Give them two tanks of hydrogen, give them one tank of oxygen, give them the best laboratory, give them from now to Qiyamah, they won't produce one drop of water. There wasn't a droplet of water, Allah brought the oceans into existence. There wasn't a wisp of air, Allah brought the raging tornadoes and hurricanes into existence. Allah is Rabb. What is Rabb? رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَىٰ. Allah created every entity and then Allah gave every entity the necessary knowledge for it to carry out its function and task. From nothingness, Allah brings into existence. For example, insan. The question is posed in the Quran. هَلْ أَتَىٰ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهَرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. O insan, did they not pass upon you a period of time? What are these questions that Quran is posing? Today, unfortunately, Allah forgive us. We've lost contact with the Quran. Our elders say, Quran ek naashna peyam ban chuki. Quran has become an irrelevant message to us. But look at the manner in which the Quran challenges the intellect of insan. Allah is asking you, you are supposed to ponder and reflect. Hal ata, did they not pass upon you a period of time? Sainum min ad-dahar. Lam yakun shay'an mazkura. No one spoke about you. Your zikr was not me, you were a non-entity. Today you are proud and arrogant. But لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءًا مَذْكُورًا. This is why Allah made the Taymiyyah rahimahullah to say, عَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ خَرَجَ مِنْ مَجْرَ الْبَوْلِ مَرَّتَيْنِ كَيْفَ يَتَكَبَّرُ. Then it astonishes me that human being that passed through the passage of urine twice, once as a drop of sperm and once as a newborn fetus, you pass through the passage of urine twice, yet still pride and arrogance comes into you. لَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. لَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Do not walk on this earth with pride. إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. Look at the logic, undeniable logic that Allah places to make us understand. That no matter how arrogant and proud you become, stamp your foot on the ground as hard as you want, you are not going to break this ground, your foot probably will break. وَلَمْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. You feel you are ascending, you are becoming big. Allah says, look at the mountain, are you taller than the mountain? One is apparent pride. Then there is an even more dangerous pride. Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he analyzed pride for us, what he said, Al-kibru batarul haq. Al-kibru batarul haq. He said, kibr and pride, in reality what is it? It's an obstacle to haq. And the greatest haqiqat that faces humanity today is Allah. And yet majority of humanity denies Allah. What is this? Their pride and arrogance. Whereas everything in wujud in existence, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٍ وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٍ. In everything is a sign. But your arrogance, your pride, your ghamar, your fakhr, this is why you don't accept that which is glaring. Coming back to this, did they not pass upon you a period of time? لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءًا مَذْكُورًا. You were nothing, you didn't exist, no one spoke about you. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَارٍ. أَلَمْ يَكُ نُطْفَةً مِنْ مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى. أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. إلى قدر معلوم فقدرنا فنعم القادرون. ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من سلالة من طين ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار مكين ثم خلقنا النطفة علقة فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله فتبارك الله فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. Such detail Quran gives. Such detail. First revelation that came upon Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق خلق الإنسان من علق. Closest translation to علق is leech, something that cleans. 14 centuries ago Quran is revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now genetic biologists, when they look to try and describe when germination occurs between the sperm and the egg cell, that seminal fluid that comes out of the male, that is not one sperm cell. That is 200 to 300 million sperm cells. They start a journey. Ask yourself logically, these are cells, what is their size? Take a centimeter, divide it into 100 million parts, it will give you an idea what is the size of one cell. That sperm cell, so tiny, it has no consciousness, it's not alive. There's no eyes, ears, there's no thought process, there's no intellect. Yet it starts swimming in a certain direction. Where does that intelligence come from? Who is directing that sperm cell to swim in that particular direction? Genetic scientists till today aren't able to explain where the energy comes for it to swim. And what is directing it to swim. Along the way, most of them will die. Then a matching process will take place in three layers of darkness. If you have a team of genetic scientists and zoologists, give them the best laboratory and tell them to replicate the same process. The same process that is taking place in the womb of the mother, in the space of 2.5 to 3 hours, it will take them 2 to 3 years to replicate. Finally, when the one matching one is found, then that egg, once the one matching one is found, the egg emanates a chemical that makes the environment poisonous for the rest of the sperm cell. Where does this intelligence come from? How does that egg know what to do? Even when the matching one is found, there is an intestinal pause. If from above the command comes mukhallafa, then tahliq will take place. If the matching one is found and still the command comes ghayru mukhallafa, then even that one will be rejected. Why? Because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min nasmatin kainatin ila yawm al-qiyamah illa wa huwa kaina." No one was born by accident. It's not a biological accident, mistake. This is why a whole contraceptive industry, IVF, whatever is going on behind it is what? This idea that we can influence things in any way. The fakr and pride of insan. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. To Allah belongs the kingdom, dominion, ownership of the heavens and the earth. Allah creates what He wants. Sometimes they want female children, male children are coming. Sometimes they want male children, female children are coming. Sometimes they don't want children, they are practicing contraception and whatever it may be, tying the fallopian tube or whatever medical processes they are there, yet still conception takes place. Sometimes they want children, going to this IVF expert, going to that doctor, looking for that tawiz, yet still the child is not coming. Why? يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates what He wants. He gives males to whom He wants, females to whom He wants, pairs to whom He wants, makes barren whom He wants. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. He has complete knowledge and qudrat over His creation. What at one time was one sperm cell? Look at the detail. How many verses of the Quran already I recited? Time constraints, I'm not going into more detail. This topic, germination of insan, the development of this fetus, it's very rare in the Quran. Such detail is given to this one topic. Why? Because the fakr and pride of and arrogance of insan is such that when he was left to his own intellect, then he arrived at the conclusion that my great grandfather was some monkey. 1809 to 1883, Darwin. We know this year. In a theory of evolution, a bunch of concocted lies being presented as a scientific theory when there are so many holes in it. Then fancy terms given to it, random selection. This expression, random selection, itself is a paradox. Doesn't make sense. Because if you break it down, random selection, random means accidental. Happened by chance, by mistake something happened. Like if you have to tell somebody that there was a piece of glass lying here, and by mistake the ground shook and it turned into a glass. Random is accidental. Selection requires an intelligent thought process. So something that is random can never be selected, something that is selected can never be random. Yet they say, presented, what is this? أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَىٰ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, will you not look at those people who have made their passions and their desires their ilah? Why their pride does not allow them to make sujood before Allah? This is why all these foolish theories are being put forward. Why? Because otherwise they would be compelled. Compelled what? To accept Allah. To accept the Quran. To accept Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sad, sad, sad irony that is facing you and I today is that today the ummah of the Quran is looking to them for that. We have the Qur'an. This is that kalam, it introduces itself. La rayba fi, there is absolutely no doubt in this. وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنْزَلْنَا وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا لَا مُبَدِلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ كِتَابٌ أُحْكِمَتْ آيَاتُهُ ثُمَّ فُصِّلَتْ مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ خَبِيرٍ. Such is Quran. All these verses, one message Allah is giving us. This kalam is haq. One verse in the Quran, mashallah, there are many students here. If you, those familiar with the Arabic language, if you look at the levels of emphasis, wa, even if you don't understand Arabic, wow, wow is either atif or conjunction or qasam. Wa, Allah takes qasam. Inna, inna, layman's terms, what this means? This is azim. This is important. Don't take it lightly. In other words, another level of emphasis. Wa, inna, then who? Third level of emphasis, then lam, either conjunction or qasam. Fourth level of emphasis, haq, fifth level of emphasis, alif lam marifa, sixth level of emphasis, yaqeen. Break this down again, wa, inna, hu, la, haq, al yaqeen. That this Quran is the absolute truth. Doubt it at your peril. Existence of man, what my Allah has said is the truth. Meaning of this life, what my Allah has said is the truth. My and your purpose in this world, what my Allah said is the truth. From inside, this month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Shahru Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Allah highlighted the Quran. And Quran, the first condition. Quran introduces itself like this. La rayba fi, whatever my Allah has said, la rayba fi, from inside. There is absolutely no doubt. This is such a kalam. وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. Normally we translate aziz, Allah's sifat, mighty. One translation Mufassirin give, وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. This is a book of izzat, dignity, honor. That cloth which you use to cover the Qur'an, what happens? For the rest of your life you respect that material also. Why it is associated with the Qur'an? That child that takes the Qur'an in his hand and is walking to the madrasa, to you and I outwardly is walking on the ground. But when we learn in hadith, وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ. He is not walking on the ground. He is acquiring the knowledge of Qur'an. So now he is walking on the wings of the malaika. لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. Everything associated with it. Look at it, Allah rewards you. Think about it, Allah rewards you. Speak about it, Allah rewards you. Recite it, Allah rewards you. Every aspect of the Qur'an, izzat. Somebody walks, somebody puts on perfume, walks down one gully. You walk past a few minutes later, you sense the perfume. You say the gully is very, very fragrant. It's not the gully that's fragrant. It's that person that walked past. The person that walked past, because of him, you are appreciating the fragrance of that gully. That night in which the Qur'an came down, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهَرٍ. Allah says that night was raised to the level that it is better than 1,000 nights. إِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. In Surah Shu'ara, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلٌ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. This is a revelation, تَنْزِيلٌ. Look at the link. تَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is from رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Who brought it? رُوحُ الْأَمِينَ. Upon whom? رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. تَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُوحُ الْأَمِينَ. Upon رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Because Qur'an is one. Why is it Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Quran is nasihat, nasih is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran is ruh, وَكَذَلِكَ أُوحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. The body of that ruh is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The walking, talking Quran was Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ الشِّفَاءُ. مَا هُوَ الشِّفَاءُ. Allah says, Quran is shifa, and then what? Quran is rahmatul lil mu'mineen. Ruhul Amin brought it upon rahmatul lil alameen. The link between the Quran and Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why, what does my Allah say? Wa innahu latanzeelu rabbil alameen. Nazala bihi ruhul amin. Where was the Quran revealed? On some page? In a scroll? In a cave? What was it revealed upon? No! What does my Allah say? Ala qalbi. Ala qalbi. On the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qadi Ayaz rahimahullah mentions what incident in his shifa. That when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a little born baby in the care of Hanima Sa'diya. One day he went to play in the field. We know the incident. First open heart surgery in humanity takes place miraculously without any cardiologist or without any ventilation machine. Occurs in a field of the Banu Sa'd. Malaika come down. Shakke Sadr takes place. The heart is taken out. Then the heart is put back. In that riwayat of Qazi Ayaz rahimahullah in his shifa, when this heart is taken out, the malaika get into a conversation. What is the conversation? Qalbun waqi'a shadeed. They say, what a heart this is. Zimhu bi'asharatin min ummatihi. Weigh this heart with 10 of his ummah. They found that this heart is weightier. Weigh it with 100 of the ummah. They found it is weightier. Jibreel says, why are you wasting your time? Take the heart of the whole humanity and put it one side. The nuraniyat and spiritual strength of this heart will supersede the entire humanity. Why? Because this heart that you bear the kalam of Allah. Ala qalbik, Sahaba say, when Rasulullah sometimes was lying on, with his head on the lap of someone, if Quran would come down, such was the weight, they say we felt as if my thigh would break. This is that kalam, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. Allah says, if we are to reveal this Quran upon a mountain, we've heard this in all the majalis or the gatherings of his kitab, etc. We hear about this. This verse of the Quran, where Allah says, if we are to reveal it on a mountain, the mountain will be crushed asunder from the weight of this Quran. What is this azmat of the Qur'an? One very, very interesting point, one mufassir brings. Ghaliban Allama ibn Ashur in his Tahreer wa Tanweer brings this point. He says, in this verse is shikayat. Allah is complaining. What is the complaint? If you look at it logically, literally break this verse down. Allah says, that if we reveal this Qur'an upon a mountain, where was the Qur'an revealed? First revelation came in Ghar-e Hira. Allah's Rasul was in a cave. He was in a mountain. So Allah says, لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. The mountain would be crushed with the weight of this kalam. And not hypothetically. Not hypothetically. Allah says, لَرَأَيْتَهُ. You will see it. لَرَأَيْتَهُ. You will see it. In other words, don't doubt this. Such is the weight of this kalam. The hearts of kufr were shaken. The hearts of kufr, of zulma. The famous incident of Walid. He was respected amongst the kuffar of Makkah, known for his eloquence, known for his poetry, known for his excellence of the Arabic language, known for his lineage, respected amongst the kuffar. When he had caught, I'm cutting the incident short, we have time constraints. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made all sorts of offers. One riwayat it comes, if this call, this mission of yours is motivated by a desire for women, فَاخْتَرْ أَيَّ نِسَاءٍ قُرَيْشٍ شِئْتَ فَلْنُزَوِّجْكَ عَشْرًا. Choose 10 of the most beautiful women of Quraysh, we will marry you to all 10 of them. If it is wealth, جَمَعْنَا لَكَ أَمْوَالَنَا حَتَّى تَكُونَ أَغْنَى قُرَيْشٍ مَالًا. We'll get all our wealth so that you become the richest amongst us. Kuffar doesn't understand, and the sad reality is that today also the Ummah doesn't understand. That the foundation of this Dawah was not women, was not passions and desires, was not material wealth, was not kingdom. Batil thrives on that, Haqq doesn't thrive on that. Foundation of Haqq is Yaqeen. Otherwise, ostensibly, outwardly, what did he have? وُلِدَ يَتِيمًا عَاشَ فَقِيرًا مَاتَ مِسْكِينًا صلى الله عليه وسلم. Born an orphan, lived the life of a faqir, passed away as a miskeen. Worldly wealth Allah didn't give him. Was not istirara, istiara, he chose poverty. Like I said, I'm cutting the incident short, when money was spent, then what does Rasulullah say? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حاميم تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم كتاب فصلت آياته قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعلمون بشيرا ونذيرا فعرض أكثرهم فهم لا يسمعون وقالوا قلوبنا في أكنة مما تدعونا إليه وفي آذاننا وقر ومن بيننا وبينك حجاب فاعمل إننا عاملون قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فاستقيموا إليه واستغفروا ويل للمشركين الذين لا يؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون قل أئنكم لتكفرون بالذي خلق الأرض في يومين وتجعلون له أندادا ذلك رب العالمين وجعل فيها رواسي من فوقها وبارك فيها وقدر فيها أقواتها في أربعة أيام سواء للسائلين ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين فقضاهن سبع سماوات two rukus. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam These were the hearts of kufr. In this what Allah describes. Allah describes the heaven. Allah describes the earth. Allah describes the proportion of this universe. Allah describes how there was nothing and Allah brought everything into existence. This is da'wah. Today, unfortunately, Allah forgive us, our da'wah has become ta'aruf. Introduction. I'm from so-and-so, so-and-so place, you are from which village in India you come from, whether you are Gujarati or Meman or what. The whole thing goes in that. In that entire introduction, how much are we speaking about Allah? The qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah, the jalal of Allah, the azmat of Allah. Quran is shifa wal sudur. That is the cure for every illness. That this heart is connected with Allah. Kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra. We are created on fitra. The fitra, nature of man is what? That this ruh, this soul, this heart will cry out for Allah. This is why Ibn Abbas, who is known as what? Tarjumanul Quran. He received the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's known as Tarjumanul Quran. He says, "In the Quran, wherever Allah commands you, qabudu ya ayyuhanna, so'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum." He says, wherever the command, make the ibadat of Allah, what it actually means, wahidu, bring the tawheed of Allah. The wahdaniyat of Allah, the qudrat of Allah. These were hearts of kufr. Yes, look at the reaction. Waleed starts gasping, loses sense, starts walking backwards, cuts himself off from the people. Abu Jahl and others become concerned. They go to him, Asabota Abul Waleed, did you abandon the religion of your forefathers? Have you become the follower of Muhammad? The time was too great. He hadn't accepted. Yes, he said to them, أنذرتكم صاعقة مثل صاعقة عاد وثمود. Rasulullah says, read the verses, the latter part, the warning that if you will not heed, then I am warning you that azab that destroyed the nations of the past will befall you. I am warning you. My Allah is very merciful, but the rope is not forever. That rope eventually will be pulled. أَمَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ مَكَرُوا سَيِّئَاتِ أَيَّقْتِفَ اللَّهُ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضِ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَوْ يَأْخُذَهُمْ فِي تَقَلُّبِهِمْ فَمَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ أَوْ يَأْخُذَهُمْ عَلَى تَخَوُّفٍ. Why doesn't Allah's azab come immediately when majority of humanity are on the total disobedience of Allah? Why? إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. Your Rabb is very merciful, very kind, very compassionate. He's giving chance upon chance. But eventually, there is a cut-off point. So Abul Waleed says to them, that you people are my kindred. You people are my family. I love you more than myself. I am telling you, there is no one amongst you who understands poetry like me. There is no one amongst you who understands black magic like me. There is no one amongst you who understands these sciences more than me. And I am telling you that the Quran of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is none of these things. إِنَّهُ لَمُسْمِرٌ أَعْلَوْ إِنَّهُ لَمُسْمِرٌ. إِنَّ فِيهِ لَحَلَاوَةً وَإِنَّ عَلَيْهِ لَطَلَاوَةً وَإِنَّهُ لَمُسْمِنٌ أَعْلَاهُ مُغْدِقٌ أَسْفَلُهُ وَإِنَّهُ لَيَعْلُ وَلَا يُعْلَى عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّهُ لَيَحْسِمُ مَا كَانَ تَحْتَ. He says there is a charm to it. There is a beauty to it. There is a magnificence to it. Its upper part is gushing forth with bounty. Its lower part is fruitful. It will dominate. Nothing will dominate it. And it will crush everything that comes into conflict with it. لَا يَعْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلِ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٍ. These were the hearts of kufr. This is why it is the lament and cry of our elders. Aaj Quran ek na ashna paigham ban chuki. Today the Quran has become an irrelevant message for the ummah of the Quran. The first requirement, the first dictate, the first call from inside, this yaqeen. This is why Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first effort he made was what? On the heart. Quran was revealed on the heart. The effort of Rasulullah was on the heart.
That is why Sahaba say, تَعَلَّمْنَا الْإِيمَانِ ثُمَّ تَعَلَّمْنَا الْقُرْآنِ. We learned Iman. Effort had to be made. Effort of yaqeen. Effort of conviction. This heart. Allahu Akbar. If you look in the body, there is no softer limb than the heart. Heart is the one organ of the body that doesn't have any bones. Yes? Yes? What does my Allah say? ثُمَّ قَسَّتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ ثُمَّ قَسَّتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ فَهِيَ شَدُّ قَطْوَةً مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ. Allah says, at times the heart becomes harder than stone. Harder than stone. Problem? You can go to a cardiologist. He'll put his machine, he'll tell you, by did an ECG. One artery blocked, two arteries blocked, three arteries blocked, you need stent, or you need urgent bypass surgery, or your heart is healthy, or your cholesterol level is gone up, you've gone through this medication. Cut, all that the cardiologist can say. They can use their machinery. But there is no cardiologist and there is no machinery that is going to tell you why. This heart has become blackened with the love of dunya. The denial of Allah has made this heart incapable of seeing the nuraniyat of Allah. This heart ostensibly is beating, but it is a dead heart. There's no cardiologist that can tell you that. We are given birth. We were given a measuring tape, yardstick, one of the most effective measuring tapes. اللَّهُ نَزَّلَ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابًا مُتَشَابِهًا مَتَانِي تَقْشَعِرُ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا. شوق في القرآن. يعقوب التيمي رحمه الله سيدة أنت تحرم في مكة عيسى عثمان غني رضي الله تعالى عنه. He was in tahajjud salah. This just as your curiosity was piqued in my heart. How much Quran would Uthman read in his tahajjud salah? He said he started Surah Fatiha. He did not go into ruku until he reached Surah Nas. The whole Quran in one rakat of tahajjud salah. And what would he say? Lo tahurat qulubukum. Ma shabi'tum min kalam Allahi azza wa jal. If your heart were pure. If this heart was a living heart. If the heart was soft, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُلُوبِ تَسْدَعْ كَمَا تَسْدَعُ الْحَدِيثِ. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, the heart degenerates. It becomes hard. Rust forms on the heart. Not physical. He said, like steel rust with hard rust. Sahaba asma jina huwa, ya Rasulullah, how can we remove it? What's the chemical? What's the marham? What's the solid? What's the softener? He said, Tilawatul Qur'an. Taleenu juluduhum wa qulubuhum. Allah says that. The connection of this ummah with the Qur'an, the connection with Allah's zikr. Khudu junnatakum. خُذُوا جُنَّتَكُمْ وَلِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ صَحَابَةً خُذُوا جُنَّتَكُمْ. Take up your arm. Take up your protection. جُنَّتَكُمْ. جُنَّة means shield. خُذُوا جُنَّتَكُمْ. يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ عَدُوٌ حَدَثْ. Is an army coming? Enemy has come. Are we going to be attacked? He said, no. خُذُوا جُنَّتَكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ. خُذُوا جُنَّتَكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ. Take up your shield from the fire of Jahannam. Take up your protection from the fire of Jahannam. What is it? He says, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allah's tasbih, Allah's tahmeed, Allah's takbir, Allah's tawheed, Allah's zikr. جددوا إيمانكم كيف نجدد إيماننا بكثرة لا إله إلا الله. This is not a tablighi nisab. This 100 times morning durud sharif, istighfar, tasbihat, morning and evening. This is protection. This is ihya al-qalb. Connection with the Quran is ihya al-qalb. This is to soften this heart. Making Allah's dhikr, salawat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خُذُوا جُنَّتَكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ فَإِنَّهُنَّ يَأْتِينَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مُقَدِّمَاتِ وَمُعَقِّبَاتِ وَمُجَنِّبَاتِ وَهُنَّ الْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, this tasbih, this dhikr that you will make, primarily tasbih of Allah, tahmeed of Allah, taking Allah's name. He said, it will come on the day of judgment, in front of you, behind you, on your side. It will protect you. وَهُنَّ الْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ And it will remain with you right till you go to Jannah. One subhanallah comes in the riwayat. Myth. Allah will give you a tree in Jannah. يَسِيرُ الرَّاكِبُ الْمُجِدُّ فِي مُجِدُّ الْمُسْرِعُ فِي ظِلِّهَا مِئَةَ عَامٍ One riwayat comes. 100 years. One riwayat becomes 500 years. Shadow of one tree. 500 years. Say what? And Allah's azmat is not in the heart. Ulama say to do any amal for the sake of anyone besides Allah. If Allah is not in front of you, if Allah's akhirat is not in front of you, they say it is the height of foolishness. More stupid than that you can't be. We don't like to use crude language from the member, but they say you, that is pagalpana. What is there in this dunya that you will worry about the wah wah of people looking at others? One subhanallah, Allah is giving, if you do the math, fast horse rider in one day covers the distance of 40 kilometers. That's my mind. A horse is riding fast, a horse rider, 40 kilometers in one day. 40 kilometers an hour, sorry. 40 kilometers an hour. 24 hours, 960 kilometers. 1 year, 340,800 kilometers. 340,800 kilometers is the distance a fast horse rider on average will cover in 1 year. What is 340,800? If you break it down in layman's terms, this earth is 24,000 kilometers. In other words, 14 earth. This horse rider will cover the whole earth in 1 year 14 times. In 500 years, he'll cover the earth 7,000 times. That is the distance of the one tree in Jannah that Allah is giving you on Subhanallah. Such a Jannah, such an akhirah, matla yaqeen, the conviction, the value of amal, the value of deen, the value of Quran, the value of the name of Allah. The hearts of kufr were shaken. نَزَلَ بِهِ الْرُوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ Where was the Quran revealed on the heart? I digress, coming back to this. Allama ibn Ashur says, Allah is complaining. لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ was revealed on a mountain. Nabi Salaam was in Ghar Hira. Why was the mountain not crushed if it is literal? What is the actual meaning? He says this is shikayat. Allah is complaining that a mountain will be crushed with the weight of this kalam. What has happened to you, insan? Has your heart become harder than stone? Has your heart become more lifeless than a mountain? That your heart is not shaken with the Quran? Lo tahurat, Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say, that's the medium, that's the gradient, that's the thermometer that was given. Lo tahurat qulubukum, ma shabi'atum min kalamillahi azza wa jal. If your heart were pure, you would never get tired of listening to Quran. One Bedouin comes, Allimni mimma allamakallah. Teach me the Quran that Allah taught you. Rasulullah s.a.w. appoints Ali radiallahu anhu to teach him. Ali radiallahu anhu starts teaching him Surah Zilzal. Idha zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha, wa akhrajatil ardu asqalaha, wa qala al-insanu ma laha. We hear it in salah. What effect it has on us? What is this? The heart is not alive. This call by God in the path of Allah, qurbani, sacrifice, what is this? It's not some organization. It's not a numbers game. This is the ihya'ul qalb. These amal, da'wat, ta'aleem, ibadat, khidmat, ihya'ul qalb. For the heart to come alive, when the heart of this ummah was alive, innakum ala bayyinatim min rabbikum. They were on a bayyina. The volcano that had already erupted. The volcano erupted. Tamim Dari, Umar radiallahu ta'ala says to him, Qum ila hadhan nar. Qum ila hadhan nar, ya Tamim. Stand up to this fire. Faj'ala yahrushuha biyadihi. With his hand, he directed the lava to return back to the source. How many incidents like that there? What was it? The hearts were alive of the ummah. These are not fairy tales. Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was asked that if there is a name, he said, Tahreek-e-Iman, Tahreek-e-Iman. Where is Iman in the heart? Laysa, the saying of Hasan Basri Rahimahullah, Laysa al-Iman bil-tamanni, wala bil-tahalli, walakin ma waqqara fil-qalb, wa saddaqathu al-amal. Said, Iman is not decoration, it's not empty aspiration. Iman ma waqqara fil qalb, has to enter this heart. One surah is taught. It's ordinary Bedouin. Didn't go to some school or university, didn't have a thesis or a degree. No academic background. But the effect on the heart. Reaches the verses, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى falls down onto his knees. يَكْفِينِي ذَرَّةً. What does Allah say? فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Ulama say about these verses, أَخْوَفُ آيَةٍ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. Quran Pak ke khofna tareen ayat. This is the most frightening verse in the Quran. That this life is an amanat. Every second, every moment is an amanat. Insan, Allah ka banda, tu azad nahi hai, you are not free. There is accountability. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنُ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورُ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلِ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ حَتِيمٌ. Every word you are uttering, every word you have, such consciousness of Allah we have to have. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلِ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ حَتِيمٌ. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, when he makes tafsir of this, he says, يُكْتَبْ كُلُّ مَا قَالَهُ إِبْنُ آدَمْ حَتَّى قَوْلُهُ رَأَيْتُهُ وَذَهَبْتُ وَخَرَجْتُ وَجِئْتُ وَمَشَيْتُ. He says, every word you utter, even if it is something mundane, I walked, I talked, I left, I stood, I walked. Every word you utter is being written down. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلِ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. And there is a day that is coming. The Arabic word for day is yom. How many places? More than 1,000 places in the Quran. Yomul Qiyamah, Yomul Hasra, Yomul Nadama, Yomul Wail, Yomul Fuzan, Yomul Khusran, Yomul Jannah, Yomul Nar, Yomul Haqqa, Yomul Thamatul Kubra, Yomul Tababun, Anzirhum Yoma Yatihimul Adab, Anzirin Nas Yoma Yatihimul Adab, Maliki Yomid Deen, Zalika Yomul Mashhur, Inna Yomul Fasli Kana Miqatuhum Ajma'in. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ. Allah says, the day when the secrets will be opened. تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. The hand will start talking, the feet will start talking, the chest will start talking, the eyes will start talking, the tongue will start talking. أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. That Allah is causing us, compelling us to speak. Such a day! They have this expression about human nature. They call it fright and flight. Fright and flight. Fright and flight. In other words, when you're faced with a danger, naturally, your nervous system kicks in. Fright and flight. That day, أَيْنَ الْمَفَرْ. Where are you going to go? لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. Nothing will be hidden. فَانْفُلُوا لَا تَنْفُلُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانِ. Ordinary Bedouin, and he hears this verse. What is Allah saying? Action which you do. Surah Luqman, I'm digressing. Surah Luqman. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Allah enunciates for us in the Quran a conversation. The basic tenets and principles of deen and sharia I explained in this ruku. For example, shirk, abstain from shirk, the oneness of Allah, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر. All the basic tenets of deen, but mode of expression. Remember that time when Luqman said to his son, why? Why does Quran adopt this mode? Mufassirin say, in this is a command to every father of the ummah, every mother of the ummah, every muallim of the ummah, that what is it with regards to that amanat and trust. Those youth that you come into contact with, your children that you come into contact with, what does my Allah want you to introduce in their life? This is not a tablighi nisab. This is a command that every home of the ummah has to become a madrasa. Muzakara of iman must take place in every home of the ummah. Kullukum ra'in, kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. How many verses? Allah is commanding us. Hazrat Imam Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when this question was asked, that all this Masturat Jamaat, Masturat coming out, weekly figure of Masturat, all this effort that is taking place, what is the objective? Simply put it, he said, Garo ki ta'aleem, garo ki ta'aleem, garo ki ta'aleem. Established the halakat of ta'aleem in every home of the ummah. Today, you hear some talib al ilm, straight away, we think of children. Sahaba, the term talib al-ilm in the time of Sahaba was what? Not little children. This general apathy has overtaken the ummah. That once I reach adulthood, once I pass maktab, I've got some diploma, I don't have to learn deen. This is why the most mazloom of our 6 points of tabligh is the third point, ilm and zikr, ilm and zikr. Yet this Allah, but this mansab of ta'aleem, learning and teaching deen, is not the domain of a select few. This is that nisbat which Allah makes to Himself. Ar-Rahman. It should have been Anzal al-Quran. Yet what Allah says? Ar-Rahman. Allam al-Quran. Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. Iqra' wa rabbuka أكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Allah is معلم. Allah makes nisbat of ta'aleem with himself. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما بعثت معلما إنما بعثت معلما. Learning and teaching deen, learning, and this is not the domain of a select class. Every ummati, Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu ta'ala, who today, if you tell somebody, hey bhai, you're an ignorant fool. You're an ignorant fool. He'll roll his sleeves up. He'll be upset. How can you call me a jahil? How can you call me ignorant? But what do we associate jahalat with? Dunya. Dunya. Lacking in worldly sciences. What does Sahaba associate jahalat with? What does Quran associate jahalat with?
Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, O Budu, Aliman O Mutalima, Wala Taghdu Fima Baina Dalik, Fa Innama Baina Dalika Jahil. He said, every morning when you leave your house, leave with the jazba of learning and teaching deen. Don't leave with any other jazba, because the only other group that remains is Jahil.
Ya Mazar, Lan Taghdua, Fa Alfa Ta'allama Ayatam Min Kitabillah. خير لك من أن تصلي مئة ركعة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا بذار وابو ذار when you leave your house in the morning learn one ayat of the kitab of Allah one ayat this is better for you than 100 zakat of nafil salah
I don't read 100 zakat of nafil salah I don't know about you Who is so pious?
Yet one ayat.
This halqa of ta'aleem, learning and teaching deen, tabligh of deen.
Every sahabi was a moving madrasa. Every home of Medina Munawwara was a madrasa. Maktab system came afterwards. Allah gives the jazai khair to the ulama. But, Qarn-e-Ula, every home of Medina was a maktab. What Sahaba learned in the masjid, they took to their home. The seeds of Iman were planted in the homes of the Ummah. This is why the Imam Inam al-Hazm, Garo ki ta'aleem, Garo ki ta'aleem, Garo ki ta'aleem. That same ruku, Surah Luqman. Wa izqal, Luqman said to his son, Allahu Akbar, one verse, like I said, we got time constraint. Ya bunayya, innaha, intaku mithqala habbatin min khardal, fatakun fi sakhra, aw fi samawat, aw fi al-ard, ya'ti biha Allah, inna Allah latifun khabir. You don't need a complex tafsir. What is he saying? Oh my beloved son, Ya Bunayya, innaha, that action which you will do, innaha, intaku mithqala habbatin min khardal. It may be smaller than a grain of mustard seed. Somewhere in heaven, somewhere in fatakun fi sakhra, hidden underneath the boulder, this is literal translation, that action which you will do, smaller than a grain of mustard seed, hidden underneath the boulder, somewhere in the heaven, somewhere in the earth, oh my beloved son, a day is coming, ya'ti biha Allah, even that action Allah will bring it in front of you. Inna Allah latifun khabir, latif. One tafsir of this is given latif, they say that zat and being whose sight penetrates the depth, right up to the depth. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَاهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَاهُ Allah says, do good equivalent to a zarra, you will see it. Do good equivalent to evil equivalent to a zarra, you will see it. What is zarra? We normally translate atom. Zarra, ulama explained, they say, is juz la yatajazza. What it is, in other words, how do you establish something is very, very small. You divide it, and then you divide it, and then you divide it, and then you divide it, till it becomes juz la yatajazza, indivisible, can't divide it anymore. Previously, they thought the smallest possible particle was the atom. Now they found out inside the atom, 1 millionth the size of the atom is the proton and the neutron. So Allah says, smaller than an atom. Ordinary Bedouin, he didn't go to some school or university or have academic background. What was this? Ala qalbik, Quran into the heart. Ala qalbik, the heart. The heart was a living heart. Such was the environment of Medina Munawwara. Yakfini Zarratan, Yakfini Zarratan. The two Zarrats are sufficient for me. I don't need to learn anything else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali goes back, Ya Rasulullah, you commanded me to teach him. This is what he is saying. What does my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Da'uhu faqad faquha ar-rajul. Leave him alone, he has gained the faqahat of deen, the complete comprehension of Shariat and deen. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was this? Allah ka khauf aa gaya. Allah's khauf has come, the consciousness of Allah. Bedouin walks into the masjid, raises his hand. These are not individuals that went to school, went to college, went to university. Today we don't understand what is ilm. Ilm is what Allah tells us is ilm. Fa'alam, fa'alam. Allah commands, and in Quran the word fa, biman al-fawr. Hada awwal ilm, hada bidayatul ilm. This is where knowledge starts. This is where knowledge starts. Fa. Fa'alam. I'alam, imperative. Ilm is nur. Ilm is light. Opposite of ilm is jahalat. Jahalat is zulmat. Jahalat is darkness. Fa'alam. Fa'alam. Allah says, first, alif ba ta ta. Knowledge starts here. Acquire this knowledge. The whole ummah is commanded by Allah in the Quran. That this knowledge is imperative, this knowledge is fard-e-ayn. Acquire this knowledge. What is it, my Allah? Fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah. Rabbul mashriq wal maghrib, la ilaha illahu. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid, la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. Fa in tawallaw faqul hasbi Allah, la ilaha illahu. Shahidallah annahu la ilaha illahu. Rabbul mashriq wal maghrib, la ilaha illahu. Allah, Allah, Allah. This is where knowledge starts. Break down the idol of reliance, of trust, of dependence. Change the direction of this heart. Change the qibla of this heart. La malika illallah, la raziqa illallah, la muhaymin illallah, la aziz illallah, la jabbar illallah, la hafiz illallah. Allah's sifat. Huwa Allah alladhi la ilaha illa hu alimul ghaybi wash-shahada huwa ar-rahmanur rahim huwa Allah alladhi la ilaha illa hu al-malik al-quddus as-salam al-mu'min al-muhaymin al-aziz al-jabbar al-mutakabbir subhanallahi amma yushrikun huwa Allah al-khaliq al-bari al-musawwir lahul asma'ul husna yusabbihu lahu ma fi السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. This is haq, this is yaqeen, this is a reality. This has to become a part of our life. Allah, Allah, Allah. Wa'anudur Rahman Sahib, Daum Barakatuh, he says there is an eye of nur, there is an eye of nur in the heart of every person. And what is the proof of the existence of that eye? That everything around you, that which Allah calls out, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah, al misbahu fi zujaja, al zujajatu kaannaha kawkabun durri, yuqadu min shajaratin mubarakatin zaytuna, la sharqiyya, wala gharbiyya, yakadu zaytuha yudhi, walau lam tamsathu naar, nurun ala nur. نور على نور نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء. Allah is the nur. This droplet of sperm, germination takes place. What does Quran tell us? Alaqa, nutfa, alaqa, idama. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood, from a clot of blood into a lump of flesh, stage upon stage upon stage of creation. What at one time was one drop of sperm is brought forth 9 months later, 6 billion times bigger, 100 times, 100 million times heavier. This insan, a composition of 100 trillion cells. Fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. Blessed is Allah who is the best of creation. In narrations it comes. Look at this. Insha'ul shay min al-hal, in al-hal, hatta yablugha darajat al-kamal. serve the lighting.
This brain that Allah gave, what is this? Just a piece of flesh. Just a piece of flesh. Yet, 100 billion nerve cells interconnected. Piece of flesh. If you said, if the nerve fibers of the brain of one person have to be opened up, it will go from here, this masjid, right to the moon, around the moon, and come back to this masjid. 560,000 kilometers long is the nerve fibers of the brain of one human being. And each millimeter of those nerve fibers contains the retentive capacity of 18 supercomputers. Today they talk about artificial intelligence, quantum physics. Then they create this so-called fear that computers are going to become sentient beings, overtake the human race. This brain that Allah gave you and I is carrying out 38,000 trillion functions every second. There is no computer that can do that. Allah suddenly directed towards a piece of flesh, and what happened? Comprehension, memory, passion, desire, love, ambition, hatred, greed, jealousy, compassion, kindness, an ocean of emotions created in a piece of flesh. They switched the lights off, what happened? Factories closed down, no electricity, can't get any work done. In three layers of darkness, 24 hours a factory was working. Where the lighting was coming from? Where the electricity was coming from? We marvel on, we say, look at the Ferrari, Italian masterpiece. Look at the Lamborghini. Today, youngsters are very carried away by all this. Just take the tire of that car. It's made of composite rubber. That rubber, the chemical breakdown of it has to be perfect according to specifications. It has to be sourced from the correct source. If it is not sourced correctly, not the correct composite rubber, that Lamborghini won't run straight, it will run wobbly. That tire, just the tire, the rubber has to be sourced correctly. How complex is that? This machinery, you and I, this insan, this factory of Allah Ta'ala, fi butuni ummahatikum, fi dhulumatin salat, in the womb of your mothers, in three layers of darkness, where was the raw material coming from? What was the composite breakdown? That poor mother, that Masturat, was Ramzan, she was feeling for samosas one day, feeling for bhajia the next day. Then she's drinking iron brew on top of that. Then she was feeling suddenly felt for some salt, something, some salty food. I got this craving, that craving, one whole kachumar goes inside. And yet still the same eye, still the same ear. Absolute perfection! And still we deny Allah. First revelation that comes upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق. What is علق? علق, if you break it down, it means a leaf, something that came. 14 centuries ago, the Quran that was revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the first stage of the embryonic development as a leaf. Nowadays they've discovered that after the germination takes place, that lump of flesh needs somewhere to start growing. So a certain section of the wall of the womb, chemicals form there to protect it, and like a leaf it sticks to it. We are the ummah of the Quran. Everything around us, look at the Quran. Quran opens up in front of us. The qudrat of Allah, the kamal of Allah, the perfection of Allah. Allah invites you, أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أَإِلَٰهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِي وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا أَإِلَٰهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ أَيْلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ أَيْلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ أَيْلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ أَيْلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ أَيْلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ Look around you. The
that beautiful snow-capped mountain peak, that lush river and stream, that beautiful floral display of a garden you see in front of you, that mango you hold in your hand, that lychee you hold in your hand, that pineapple you hold in your hand, that pomegranate you hold in your hand, that cooling rain droplets that descend from the heavens, that animal that you see running across a field, that falcon perched on the top of a mountain, as it swoops down, clutches its prey, rises up, defying the laws of gravity. In every one of these things, in every one of these things, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ 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 a sign, sign, sign. لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ لِقَوْمِ يَسْمَعُونَ لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ لِلْمُتَوَسِّمِينَ وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ within yourself. I am looking at you. What with my eyes? Either a piece of flesh. You are comprehending my speech. How? My heart is beating. It's a pump. What is the size of a fist? Transporting blood. How many journeys does this blood make through the body? 3,000 to 5,000 trips a day. 24 trillion blood cells make a journey. Approximately 5 liters of blood. 3,000 to 5,000 trips a day. In other words, this heart is pumping 7,500 kilometers of blood through my circulatory system. My circulatory system is 92,000 kilometers long, more than 3 times the circumference of the earth. Why isn't there a blockage? 7 million blood cells die every second. 50 million cells in the body die every second. 7 million blood cells replace every second. The blood cells that die, how are they expunged? Something that is dead, if it is left there, it will rot. Allah has to put a system in place. Your fingernail is this hardened tip of the fingers. If that hardened crown was not there, these fingers would be useless. That fingernail is the kabrastan of your dead blood cells. How does the system come into place? Which of the signs of Allah are you going to deny? Everything around us. This is why Ibn Ma'isa Sa'ad Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Am isliye nahi kehte hai, ki Allah ki banaye bayan karo, kyunki ye ek scheme hai jiske zariye se ab logo ko chille aur tin chille ke liye tayar karenge. Am isliye kehte hai, Allah ki banaye bayan karo, kyunki Allah ka haq hai ki uski tarah na kiya. We are not saying to you speak of Allah's greatness because this is some scheme that the public jamaat taught us to prepare people to go for chilla and three chillas. No. We are saying you speak of Allah's greatness because it is the right of Allah. Allah ka haq hai. La tukfirul kalam. La tukfirul kalam. Bi ghayri zikrillah. Fa inna kathratal kalam. Bi ghayri zikrillah. Yuqassil qalb. Wa inna abadan nasi min Allah. Al qalbul qafi. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, do not excessively speak of ghayrullah. 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 Because excessive ghayrullah, ghayrullah, ghayrullah hardens the heart. يُقَسِّ الْقَلْبِ وَإِنَّ أَبْعَدَ النَّاسِ مِنْ اللَّهِ الْقَلْبُ الْقَاسِيَ No one is further from Allah than the one whose heart has become hard. Stand one day outside the masjid. Listen to the conversation. Observe the mobile phone. This sports personality, this music star, this so on. People whose every day is in sharab, every night is in zina, idolize. That sports personality goes to the barber shop, the barber makes a mistake, the youth the next day that becomes a new headset. Comes out like a porcupine. Falls down, tears his pants, youngster will cut his pants. What is this? Qaswatul qalb. The heart has become hard. What was the ihsan of that personality? He finished himself. What was his maqam? Allahu Akbar. One place in the Quran. La uqsimu bihadha al-balad. Wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad. La uqsimu bihadha al-balad. Wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad. Allah takes qasam. Allah takes qasam. مقسم عليه الوقت وأنت حل بهذا البلد.
This is the land of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. If you look at it logically, لا أقسم. لا is نافية. So علماء say the لا is زائدة. أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد. Allah says, I take qasam on this land because you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are invited. So the la is zaida. One explanation Mufassirin gives, they say before the la is lima. Lima la uqsimu bihadal balad. How can I not take qasam on this land when you, my Habib, are living in this land? One more even beautiful interpretation Mufassirin gives. They say the la is not zaida. The la is literal. Allah said, I don't take qasam on this land because to show the azmat of this land, it is sufficient that you are upon this land. Makkah also, its azmat is because of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi. Such a Nabi, the Ummah was given. No stone was left unturned. Everything placed on the mantle of what? Connecting one person with Allah. He went to Imran bin Hussein. The whole of Hayat the Sahaba. If you look at the whole first chapter, whole first volume, this dard, this cry, this pain, person to person. He went to Imran bin Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What does Imran say? I have 7 gods. 6 on the earth, 1 in the heavens. If I don't solve my problem with the 6, then I turn to the 1 in the heavens, the 7 gods. Allah Rasulullah says, no Imran, it's not like that. Allah wahdahu la sharika. Allah is alone. Allah has no partners. Allah, this dawah, Allah's greatness. Until finally, he recites the shahadat, and then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches in the dua, Allahumma alhimni rushta amri, wa aidni min sharri nafsi. Oh Allah, inspire me for the righteousness of every one of my affairs, and save me from the evil of my nafs. Ya Aba Sufyan, wallahi latamutunna, wallahi latamutunna, thumma latub'athunna, thumma latadkhulanna, muhsinukum al-jannah, wa musiyukum al-naar. Oh Abu Sufyan, Allah's qasam, you are going to die. Allah's qasam, you are going to die. Muzakara of akhirat. Dawah of Allah. This was the day and night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Mas'ud narrates, Qama, when the first surah of Sajda came down, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qama inda dhahri al-Kaaba, stood in front of the Kaaba, and then he recited to whom? Muslim kafir of Makkah. Wa annahu huwa abhaka wa abaka, wa annahu huwa amata wa ahya. وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ إِذَا تُمْنَى وَأَنَّ عَلَيْهِ النَّشَأَةَ الْأُخْرَى وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَغْنَى وَأَقْنَى وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ رَبُّ الشِّعْرَى وَأَنَّهُ أَهْلَكَ عَادًا الْأُولَى وَأَنَّهُ it is Allah, happiness in His hand, sadness in His hand, death in His hand, life in His hand, wealth in His hand, poverty in His hand. He created you from a drop of sperm. Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, Rasulullah besotten. He said he read it with such a voice. This dawah of Quran, dawah of Allah's greatness. That he says, every one of them, kafir mu'min fell into sajda. Only one of them picked up some dust, placed it against his forehead, and said, this is sufficient for me. The rest of them, even kafirs, lam yatamalaku anfusahum. They were unable to control themselves except to make sujood before the greatness of Allah. Where is this dawah today? Where is this cry? Where is this fikr? He planted the seeds in the hearts of Sahaba. Each one, with absolute amanat dari, they heard from his Mubarak lips. They heard from his Mubarak lips that one salah in Masjid al-Haram is equivalent to 100,000 salah in your local masjid.
you do the math, what is it? 5 salah a day. For 1 salah in Masjid al-Haram, it's 55 years, 6 months and 10 days. 5 salah is 277 years, 7 months and 20 days. Sahaba heard that. They heard the value of salah in Masjid al-Nabawi. They heard the value of salah in Masjid al-Haram. And with absolute amanat-dari, they conveyed it to the ummah. Yet, their graves are not in Makkah and Medina. Where are their graves? Abba bin Nafi, Algeria. Abu Lubaba Ansari. Abu Zumat al-Balawi, Tunis. Ruwaita Ansari, Libya. Abdurrahman bin Abbas, Mahmud bin Abbas, Northern Africa. Abu Rafi Ghifari, Khurasan. Abdurrahman bin Samura, Khurasan. Ribai bin Ziyad al-Harithi, Sijistan. Amr bin As, Egypt. Uqba bin Amir, Egypt. Salman Farsi, Syria. Khalid bin Walid, Homs in Syria. Abdurrahman Mu'ad bin Jabal, Abdurrahman bin Mu'ad, at the bottom of the mountain of Jordan, Abdullah bin Rawaha, Zayd bin Haritha, Ja'far bin Abi Tariq, Muta in Jordan. The list goes on. What was the seed that was planted? Uqba bin Nafi radiallahu. One incident, we run out of time, one incident translates that jazba of what that took hope. Allahu Akbar. Allama ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, used to say, Afdalu dhikr, ad-dawatu ila Allah, the greatest dhikr is dawatu Allah, bring Allah alive in your heart and bring Allah's name alive in the heart of the entire humanity. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. There is no better speech, there is no greater call than the mission of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Introduce the whole world to Allah. Uqba bin Nafir reaches Bahr al-Zulumat, Atlantic Ocean. That time they used to call it Bahr al-Zulumat. Wallahi ya Bahr, Allahu Akbar. قَدْ بَلَغْتُ الْمَجْهُورِ. I have reached the end of my tether, I can't go further. قَدْ بَلَغْتُ الْمَجْهُورِ. And then, وَاللَّهِ يَا هَذَا الْبَحَرِ لَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمْ أَنَّ وَرَاءَكَ النَّارِ لَأَخَذْتُكَ حَتَّى أُبَلِّغُهُمْ شَهَادَةَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. He says, oh ocean, addressing the Atlantic Ocean, I take a qasam on Allah, if I knew that beyond you there were some people who didn't know Allah, I would cross you to carry the message of the greatness of Allah to them. Such a seed, the water would be wet from ghusl of the night of Shab-e Zufar, first night with his wife, the call would come to God in the path of Allah, and in that condition, the Sahabi would say to his wife, I'm going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, if Allah has decreed, I will meet you, otherwise I will meet you in Jannah. Where is this in Ummah today? This cry, this concern, this worry, for one person. The Sahaba say from the heart, غَذِيرٌ كَغَذِيرٍ مِرْجَلٍ. The sound of a boiling kettle will come. Sound of a boiling kettle. النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. Allah says in the Quran, the Nabi has a greater right upon you than your own life. Allama Qurtubi makes tafsir of this, لِأَنَّ أَنْفُسَكُمْ تَدْعُونَكَ إِلَى الْحَلَاقِ. He says, because your own souls are taking you to destruction. وَنَبِيُّكَ تَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاةِ. And your Nabi is calling you to salvation. What type of call? What type of call? He says, مَثَلِي وَمَثَلُ أُمَّتِي. My example and example of my ummah is like someone who lit a fire, and the moths and butterflies, by their nature, they were going towards halakat and destruction. أَنَا آخِذٌ بِحُجَّتِكُمْ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَقَحَّمُونَ فِيهَا. He says, my ummah, I am holding you by your waist, you are getting away, still falling to the water. تَسْتَرْ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرْ. Today, financial loss, we cry. Human nature. We make dua to Allah, Allah protect the ummah. From carnage, from loss of property, from starvation, from the difficulties of this world. But understand, understand, understand the loss of one salah, the loss of one salah, one home in which for Fajr Salah, the eyes of those children didn't open. One home in which they didn't wake up for Fajr Salah, shaitan urinated in their ears. They got up in such a condition that they made war with Allah. They got up in such a condition that they raised the flag of shaitan. They got up in such a condition that tomorrow they will go to earn their livelihood. They will go to earn risk, having declared war on Razik. That one home, the wabal and curse of that one Salah is greater than the destruction of the entire family and entire population. I am not saying it. مَنْ فَاتَتْهُ صَلَاةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَكَأَنَّمَا وُتِرَ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. Rasulullah said the wabal and the curse and the destruction of one salah is as if your entire family and wealth was destroyed. Where is this crowd? أَيَنْكُسُ الدِّينُ عَنَ حَيْءٍ أَيَنْقُصُ الدِّينُ وَأَنَا حَيْءٍ. What did he say? What did Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه say? Can deen diminish and Abu Bakr remain alive? We are crying for the dunya loss. We are not crying for the loss of akhirah. The loss of akhirah is not even affecting the heart. Complacent on our level of deen. No, my respected brother. Our elders say, I'm bulge. Or yeni bulge. We forgot. Not just forgot that we forgot. This is not an ordinary ummah. Kuntum khayra ummatin. Ukhrijat linnat. You are the best of every ummah. Allah selected and chose you. Anbiya were chosen. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. Anbiya. Summa jtabahu rabbuhu fataba alayhi wa hada Adam alayhi salam. فاجتباه ربه فجعله من الصالحين يونس عليه السلام اجتباه وهداه الى صراط المستقيم ابراهيم عليه السلام وكذلك يجتبيك ربك يوسف عليه السلام اجتبيناهم وهديناهم the galaxy of Anbiya عليه الصلاه والسلام and then exactly the same term هو وجتباكم Anbiya was selected, this ummah was selected. Every ummati was selected for mansab da'wah. For months of khatm nubuwwat, la nabiyya maadi, wa la ummata maada ummati. Like salah is in honor of Allah, like zakat is in honor of Allah, like hajj is in honor of Allah. Allah's qasam, da'wat and tabligh is in order of Allah. This cry, this concern, this worry, bring the seal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the seed that he planted in the hearts of sahaba? This mubarak month of Ramadan, mashallah. Many of us, what we perceive as a month of what? Attachment of the Quran, zikrullah, that's all in its place. Hazrat Masih Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Quran is a mutaharrik shay hai. Quran is something that was revealed on harkat, movement. Whole Quran didn't come down one time. 23 years on movement. Some before Hijrah, some after Hijrah, some in Makkah, some in Medina, some in Badr, some in Uhud, some in Hunayn, some in Hudaybiyah. Aaj hum sakin jagah mein baithkar mutaharrik shay ki haqeeqat hasil karna chahte hain, ye ho hi nahi sakta. Sitting still, we want the reality of something that was revealed in harkat, it can't happen. Ala inna rahal islami daira faduru mal kitabi haythu dar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that grinding mill of Islam has started moving. Take the Quran and move. Every ummati is da'i Quran. Every ummati is muballigh. Ya ayyuhar rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. Make tabligh of this Quran. Wallahu ya'simuka min an-nas. Allah will protect you. Maizul Zab Rahmatullah Ali says, the ismat and protection of this ummah, Allah has kept in its fulfilling mansab of tabligh. So this Mubarak month, the time of acceptance, don't look left, don't look right. Any one of us who hasn't given 4 months, my Ibrahim is Devlata, more than 90 years of age, Allah keep his shadow longer over. But every tashkir recently, what do you say? That from 100 years have passed, since Allah Ta'ala used Mawla Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi to remind us what we forgot. 100 years have passed. He says, 100 years and you still haven't given 4 months? What are you meaning? Another 100 years? So don't look left, don't look right. This is a time of acceptance. Don't wait for anybody else also. Who of us is ready? hasn't given 4 months from the heart. This is dua, it's not a promise. This is dua. Ya Allah, accept me for 4 months in the past. Come very quickly. Very, very quickly, stand up, mashallah. For 4 months. Chaar mahine ke liye, jitne le diya. Chalo bhai, mashallah. Well, keep standing. Your standing will encourage others to stand, inshallah.